Okay, now, this color is powerful. The red. The blood of Jesus, very good. Yes, Joy. Understanding, what else? Love, okay. Passion. And the negative? Anger. If you go to hospitals, you will not see red. Unless it's a, you know, the, what? Emergency sign. Or, because let's say that they have different outlets, and it's one that it means danger, then it will be in red. Other than that, you will not see it on the walls, because then the patients will be, instead of being peaceful, it will be the opposite, okay? Anger, mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus, mm-hmm. Let's do two more, because I have many of them, but let's do two more. White. Purity. What else? Yes. What else? Light. Mm-hmm. What else? Righteousness. Remember, in Him there is no darkness. He's light. Right? And there's no negative here. There's no negative about that. Isn't that amazing? You know that through this color, you can see all the other colors? You know that? Mm-hmm. Okay, one more. Mm-hmm. Green. Knowledge. What else? Wealth. Prosperity. What else? Jealousy, okay. And the negative, that life can be evil too. Okay? Let's do this one. This should be the last color. Blue. Yes. Yes, what else? Wisdom. What is blue? If we... Yes, heaven. Mm-hmm. What else? Water, okay. What else? Mm-hmm. See, and I didn't find any negative connotations about this color either, okay? And it means spiritual as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to the next one. Oh, let's not forget about the black one. We don't want the, even though I'm wearing black. What? Yes, demonic. What else? Death. There's always negative about this color. Nothing good about it. Darkness, evil. Mm-hmm. Now the next one, emotions. The emotions we have while dreaming are significant. The emotions the dreamer has after waking up can be misleading. So we need to ask, what are our feelings while we're dreaming? Mm-hmm. What part of the dreamer's life is experiencing these emotions? It is important to document any emotions encountered during dreaming, okay? So try to remember that. Now the next one. Sexual encounters. Sexual encounters, dreams, and visions can be warnings. And they can be cleansing dreams and visions for the mind. Sexual dreams and visions can also be about intimacy or relationships. Mm-hmm. The next one. I'm sure everybody can see this. Transportation. Mm-hmm. Ministry. What else? A car, an airplane, a train, a boat. Mm-hmm. They usually represent ministry or job. Okay? Always try to ask Holy Spirit, why these or why not? Like, why a boat? Or why are you showing me a car? Or why is it a train? And he will let you know. He will let you know. Just be patient. Okay? Now the next one. So we learned that buildings, transportation, such as car or plane, can represent ministry or a job. Ask why this and not that. As it can have a bearing on the meaning, okay? So now the next one. I'm going to show you another one. I don't know if you can see it from a distance. Can anybody see it? A house. See? What do you think it represents, a house, in a dream? Your life, okay. What about? Exactly, family. What else? Foundation. Church. Shelter, okay, very good. What else? Compartments in the mind, okay. Okay, so buildings or houses can represent churches or ministries or the dreamer's life as a person. They can represent the dreamer's family. People often dream about being back at the house where they grew up. It can represent part of the dreamer's life from the past. What a building is used for is a clue to its meaning, okay? Rooms in a house or buildings can represent how that room is used in a house or building. And also it can represent your inner man, your heart, okay? If you see the house dirty, it could be you. You just have to ask Holy Spirit. If you see some rooms that are clean, but they need some work, there's something that you need to take care of in your own life. Okay? So just ask Holy Spirit. Now the next one, people. People in a dream often represent their role or job in life, their relationship to the dreamer, or the meaning of the name. People with no faces can represent, do you remember what we said last time? Angels, spirit beings, and what else, Karen? Holy Spirit, very good. What about clothing? Yes. It can represent. Well, children can represent something pure in your life, okay? What about clothing? Covering, right? If I put this on, it will cover me, right? Same thing with dreams. If you're dreaming that you're wearing something, pay attention to it because it means covering, okay? Now, we're going to go to the next one. And this is animals and creatures. What about these? Can you see it? A doggy, a dog. A dog is what? A friend, right? So if you see a dog, it's a friend. If the dog is biting you, that means that he's not a good friend. Oh, goodness. Yeah. What about these? Can you see it? A snake. They represent what? Evil? Yeah. Lies. Mm-hmm, lies. When you see, you know, snakes. Yeah, somebody's lying behind your back. Mm-hmm, backbiting. Mm-hmm, slander. Mm-hmm, okay. Okay, so animals or creatures can be spiritual influences or represent spirits. Animals represent different things in different cultures. Now we're going to go to the next one. Numbers. I love numbers. God talks to me all the time with numbers. There's many of us like that, right, Bob and Debbie? I'm going to show you some numbers. And you're going to tell me what they mean to you. Remember, you need to develop your own symbol system. Okay? What about this? Yes, the Godhead, right? What else? Number one is what? The first number. The first, the beginning, right? What else? Winner. All right. Unity. Okay. Now number three. Trinity. Very good. What else? Body, soul, and spirit. That's very good. Mm-hmm. What else? Well, we need a word of what? Confirmation. This is a perfect confirmation. Three witnesses, exactly. That's confirmation. What else? Exactly. Very good. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next number. Number five. Grace. Yes. What else? Grace. Uh-huh. What else? Mercy. Okay. What? Digits on the hand, okay. And what about the fivefold ministry? Mm-hmm. What else? The goodness of God. Let's do another one. Number seven. I love this number. Yes. Completion, fullness. What else? Blessing, redemption, and the number of God too, right? Number seven. Mm-hmm. What? Rest. Okay. Very good. And many of us love number 11. I don't have it with me, but I love number 11. You know, the other day I was asking my son, my little one, what's your favorite number? He's a car rider, okay? So the number that he got was number 11. And then he goes, way before he got that number, he goes, I was asking him, what is your favorite number, Emmanuel? And he goes, number 11. And I go, yes, he's a prophet. And number 11 means prophet, quantum leap, transition. And I love that number. God shows me 11s. Almost every day, all the time. Transition, 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 quantum leap. And I don't want to start laughing. Transition, yes. Uh-huh, yeah. So numbers, you can consult or read in the Bible about numbers. You can also use a concordance to discover what the Bible says about a specific number. When you have numbers in your dreams, it means exactly that. So remember that. If you see a number, it means that. Okay? So now we're going to go to the next part. And now we're going to go to some steps for interpreting dreams or visions, okay? All the followers of Jehovah God are given the ability to perceive the interpretation of dreams and visions. It is important and is a part of the gift of the Spirit under the gift of wisdom. It is a prophetic gift through the Holy Spirit. All revelation from God requires interpretation and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is not enough just to receive the revelation, but it's also important to determine the interpretation of the revelation that you receive. Okay? And there are some simple steps that you can do to facilitate the process of receiving guidance from the Spirit and make a declaration or the interpretation and the revelation of the dream. Okay? And I'm going to give you some steps. The first one, ask God for understanding of the dream or vision that you need interpretation for. Quiet your spirit. This is very important. Quiet your spirit. If you're all like running around and like that, no, take time. Slow down. Quiet your spirit, man. Because when you do that, then you can hear better. Okay? And the same thing goes for dream interpretation. Quiet your spirit, man. So that God can reveal the meaning of the dream or vision. Limit logical process. Same thing happens with prophetic. If you start, you know, allowing the mind to get in the way, then you don't say the prophetic. You just have to flow with it. Don't question anything, because then if you start questioning, that's when you get in trouble and you don't say anything. Same thing goes with dream interpretation. Try not to get into that process. Limit logical process. And the opinions of the mind in the interpretation process. Many times, you know, you're interpreting something and then your mind can say, oh, no, you're not doing a good job. No, and you can hear a lot of things going on in your mind. That's why you need to quiet your spirit, okay? Now the next one, determine the focus, who or what. Remember, we've been doing this, of the dream or vision. What is the key action and the key words spoken in the dream? Are any other actions important? Is the dreamer taking action or serving the action? Remember that we have talked about that? When you are participating, that means the dream is for you. But if you are just watching the dream, that means that it's for somebody else. Okay? Now the next one. What is the key feeling experienced during the dream? In what area is a dreamer experiencing these feelings? Now the next one. Determine the meaning of the symbols. What does the symbol mean in real life or the physical world? What does the symbol mean in the dreamer's culture? Use a dictionary if necessary to understand a symbol meaning. Okay? Now the next one. Determine the timing or context of the dream or vision. The context is important just as the context of Bible scriptures in understanding the meaning. Now the next one. Determine the plot or theme of the dream. Keep the main theme the main theme. Try to look at the dream or vision from a high level. Okay? Now the next one. Dream or vision interpretations should be like prophecy. They edify, they encourage, they exhort. It should concentrate on the positive. And the dreamer can do to follow God's leading, reverse negatives to give a positive interpretation and application. Okay? Now the next one. Make a proclamation of the interpretation of the dream or vision. Prepare a simple and direct interpretation. And we should always remember, always, always invite the Holy Spirit to guide us to interpret the dream or vision. The Holy Spirit will speak to us at unusual times to interpret the dream. It's like I have shared with you that many times He will give me a lot of insight, taking a shower, in the bathroom, doing something that has nothing to do with being spiritual, okay? So just be open to receive from Holy Spirit whenever He wants to give you something or give you a download about your dream. And this is very important too. Be at peace and allow the Holy Spirit to give revelation on the interpretation. The Holy Spirit speaks most revelation into a spirit of peace. God gave the dream or vision, and He wants to give interpretation of the dream and the vision as well. Okay, so remember that. So now we're going to do some dream interpretation. Are you ready? Everybody has one? You do? You don't have one? Do we have more in the back? Let me see if we have more in the back. Can you bring some, Joy? There's some that need. Oh, thank you. Here, let me take some over there. Thank you, Joy. Who doesn't have one? Jen, you don't have one? Kathy? Who else? Daniel? Lucy? Who else? Oh, Mary. Okay. So I'm going to pray over you. And remember, close your eyes and ask Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We embrace you right now, Holy Spirit. We invite you to give us the interpretation for these two dreams. I release the spirit of wisdom right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father, because no fear will be allowed in their minds or in their hearts. And I speak shalom, the peace of God, to come to each and every one of them to receive the interpretation, Father. And I release Daniel's and Joseph's anointing over each and every one of them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So close your eyes. Read the dream. See, now I'm forgetting. I'm sorry. Who wants to? How can you close your eyes if you don't even know what the dream is about, right? I'm sorry. Who wants to read the dream? Karen.
Subject, water. I have been having a recurring dream where I'm either in a house or building surrounded by a body of water. It looks like the ocean, and I see boats around there too.
Okay, everybody understood what the dream is about? Okay, if you need to read it again, then close your eyes, quiet your spirit, let the peace of the Lord come upon you, and ask Him. Anybody receive anything? Raise your hand. Nikki?
I think that this is an invitation to this person to be involved in an outreach, that this person's in a church, and the body of water that looks like an ocean, I believe, is the people that are outside the church. And little boats are for her to, their opportunities to minister. And I just think it's an invitation for her or whoever it was.
Very good. Anybody else? Yes, Lynn.
To me, because I have a few visions that I asked Jesus to take me to swim in the ocean. So I think evangelist and training. Okay. And I think the boat around there is like supply and provision.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes, Joy.
This house is the family and ministry within the family. As it's a notion with our powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit within the family that this ministry carries.
Very good. Anybody else? Yes, Judy.
I sensed isolation, but this person is alone with God. So I too got that there was a ministry involved, and that there was going to be, this person isn't alone. There are people there, and but they have an opportunity to be alone. They choose to be alone, and I didn't get. That's about what I got.
That's good. That's good.
What I'm getting is this person, it has received so much from God, and they've been taking in, growing, and they're so full. Mm-hmm. They have so much of the Lord. And as the other person said, that the boats are a call to ministry to take it out, to pour it out. And they're always going to have more because they've got so much of the Holy Spirit in the water around them.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Anybody else? Danielle?
I have that the person is being filled with the Holy Spirit. She's surrounded with the Holy Spirit, and she will be with spirit-filled ministers, and in doing ministry, traveling by faith, filled with the Spirit. So powerful person.
Very good. Can we hear from the man of the house? How about you, Bob? Would you like to participate? No? It's okay. Yes? Oh, yes. That's good.
I am surrounded in the body of Christ, the water representing that, by the Holy Spirit, and the boats represent others that are supporting me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes, that's good. Anybody else? You did so good. I'm going to give you the interpretation. God is showing you that you are capable to minister and influence many people through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And remember the questions that you can ask. What would you title the dream? Remember? What would you title this dream? Water. It's about water, right? Who was the focus in the dream? The dreamer, right? Because she was active or not? Was she watching the movie? She's seen it, right? So it's for the dreamer. What are the sub-focus of this dream? The ocean, what else? The buildings, the house and the boats, very good. Any other details about the dream? No? Yes, reoccurring. Yes, what else? The water in the ocean too, right? Okay, very good. So let's go to the next one. Who wants to read the next one? Catherine, do you want to read it? Yes.
I dreamed that I was somewhere in Texas inside a building with very large windows. There were a lot of people there partying, and I was just looking at them when all of a sudden the ground began to shake. It was an earthquake. All the people started to panic, running and crying out what is going on, but I did not panic. I looked to my right out the window and saw in a vision this massive wall of water coming toward the crowd, which was the reason for the earth shaking. I normally keep quiet, but felt compelled to start telling everyone to repent because we are out of time. People were getting offended, and I did not care. I just kept telling them to repent. I found myself outside the building still yelling, repent. And then I woke up.
Very good. So now it's time to close your eyes and ask Holy Spirit. Even if you get one word is good. That's a start. Remember. So close your eyes and ask Holy Spirit. Is anybody who would like to share the insight? Yes, Carol?
End time evangelism. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Anybody else? Yes, Sharon.
The spirit of Elijah bringing repentance and the water coming, which would be like a wave of the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very good. Yes. Judy.
It's a warning. This person's a watchman on the wall shouting out the end time, and we are out of time. Mm-hmm. And even though they got offended, I don't know how they got outside the building, if they went out or were put out, mm-hmm. but they didn't give up.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes, Joy.
This is the dream that I'm warning the people, prophesying to the people in Texas and preaching to the people in Texas that to repent because the earthquake is judgment come to the people because they got to get ready. He's coming. And so the water is coming in such a massive wall of water. Here comes the revival. So she didn't care. She's on the rock. She's not shaking at all. But they're shaking because they don't know what's going on. But she's so stable in Jesus. Nothing is moving her. She's not moved by what she hears, what she feels, what she sees, or what she thinks. She's only moved by the word of God.
Amen. That's good. Anybody else? Come on. How about you, Cheryl? You don't want to participate? How about you? Okay.
Basically, encouragement of just jump right into the center of the will of God, whether it be us in the church or those we're evangelizing with. Mm-hmm.
Very There's good.
No in between, but it's a glorious thing.
Very good. Yes. Anybody else? Anybody else here? How about you, Eddie? Would you like to participate? Yes. Okay. Let me go back there. You can relate to it. That's good.
Thank you. I've had several of the same reoccurring that has to do with water also.
Okay.
I think that the water represents calamities that are coming. And before the Lord comes, there's this warning that's going to go forth. And people are not going to see the signs, but the calamities are coming. And when we try to... they want to associate it with the Lord, And we have to understand that. So when we try to reach out to them, they don't understand. We won't be frustrated. But there will come a time when they will listen, and then we'll be able to share the word.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Anybody else? Karen, okay, let me go that way, around this way.
It's an intercessory dream for the dreamer to encourage them to continue dreaming, to continue praying for the souls, for souls.
Very good. See? Many, multiple interpretations, right? So I'm going to give you the interpretation. God has placed a desire in your heart to bring people into his kingdom. Time is short. He's giving you a heart for those who are not focused on him. Mm-hmm. So remember, ask the questions too. So you did an amazing job. I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm. So remember, keep journaling your dreams. Keep working on your dreams. Because God wants to talk to you in the night season. Okay? Yes. Yes.
Was this your dream?
No, it was not my dream.
I have another question. Are all dreams about spiritual things, or are not some dreams about personal, like just practical things in our lives that aren't spiritually motivated?
Yes. 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 The answer is yes. God can speak to you about other issues, not only spiritual issues of your heart, practical things, even insight. He may give you even answers to questions that you may have. Okay? Yes. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for being here tonight, and we'll see you next week. Okay? Yes, you're welcome. Yes, I want to say something to all of you.
For those who have missed some of the sessions, at the end of some of the other sessions, we have prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for people. If you've missed a session and you didn't get that, you can come down. And then we also did an impartation where we imparted our giftings and our mantles. So if you miss that session, you're going to want to come down and get prayer before you leave. So just otherwise, shall I pray and dismiss the meeting? Our Heavenly Father, we love all the people that you have brought and their hungry hearts. Lord, just bless each one of them. Go with them. Send your angels to travel with them. Lord, just speak to them tonight in dreams. Just let you speak to them and guide them with your voice. And we just bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.